Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the Mick Jaggers, and everybody else in between in the late night hours, including the Joe Ranieri's. Joe Ranieri returns. Me and Joe used to do a show together. Great stuff. A lot of laughs, a lot of fights, and a lot of winners, losers, and everything else in between. So, yeah, Joe Ranieri. Joe played baseball. Great baseball player, Joe. He's kind of humble about it, but he was a really good player. Didn't make it to the bigs, but minor league career, big time career, played college baseball, Oklahoma State. So I wanted to get his take on the state of baseball and Joe being a great athlete, he's a great golfer and a great golf handicapper. So we'll talk a little baseball and golf with Ranieri. NBA basketball, LeBron strikes. I got to tell you, man, LeBron is definitely, and I'm always going to be a Jordan guy. Just because, whatever, 6-0 wins. It just is what it is. Even if LeBron wins again and again, whatever. It's like, nah, but you lost a bunch of times. You jumped around, all right? But with that being stated, LeBron really is racking up the moments. Last year's title is super impressive. I mean, look, the guy's won titles with three teams. You got to give him that. And we can be talking about Jordan and all the 6-0 and stuff, but LeBron's bounced around. He keeps doing it. And the criticism of LeBron has often been, too, in the past, that he doesn't hit big shots. How many times have people said that over the years through LeBron's career? LeBron is scared. Remember, and you know what? LeBron used to be. I don't think you can argue it. The fact is, remember LeBron wouldn't take the shot before in the old days. I remember he wouldn't. In his younger days with Cleveland and even in his mid-years at times, he would pass the ball up. And he would say after, it was the best basketball play, right? And technically, he was right. Because that's the one thing with LeBron. I've always thought he's like a Magic Johnson type, not a Jordan type. He's a Magic Johnson type. But LeBron has great vision for the game. He's a great player, but he's got great vision for the game, all right? So that's, the thing with LeBron is you've got to give him credit for the moments that he keeps accomplishing as the years go on here. And people said, he doesn't want the big moment, he'll pass the ball up. And look, Kyrie won the championship for them before, but now he's comfortable, he doesn't care anymore if he misses, and that's why he's deadly now. Bring it.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Big crowd welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
late night anger management class. We were just praising LeBron, weren't we, a couple of minutes ago? It wasn't easy. But here's LeBron's comment after the game. After Draymond's finger to the eye, I was literally seeing three rims out there. I just shot for the middle one on his game-winning shot. Yeah, I know. I know, because you're so great. Like I said, like this guy, like, you know, you try to say, all right, we'll give him his due, but then, you know, then it's just, you see stuff like that. It's like, settle down, bro. Let's not forget, like, it's a play-in game against a crap-ass Golden State Warriors team, all right? Like, you beat Kent Bazemore, all right? All right, like, oh, God. Man, it's painful for me, but if it gets there, and I'll tell you one thing, though, I was going to say, if you're the Phoenix Suns, I will admit, if you're the Phoenix Suns, Matthias, you know, you didn't like that. You know what I mean? The way the game went down. You're thinking, all right, man, we're going to avoid LeBron. We're going to avoid the... It's not like everyone's scared of LeBron. It's what comes with LeBron, man. The guy cries more than the Pope. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, the guy's crying all the time. He's like... You know, I swear to God, I don't know if I'm crazy, but there was a play tonight. He literally tripped Wiggins, and for some reason they called Caruso. I was like, yeah, whatever. I guess so, right? Like, so now they get the Phoenix Suns, and I'm not saying, oh, Phoenix, they can't beat them, and oh, it's the big bad Lakers, but it's everything that comes with the Lakers, all right? Who the hell do you think the league wants on TV more moving forward? And the NBA, I love the league, and, you know, I like silver and stuff, but let's just be real. The NBA playoffs are dictated by television markets. They're dictated by, it's so transparent, it's not funny. What time are the Milwaukee Bucks on TV, Matthias, on Saturday? Just wondering. What time's that Milwaukee game on at?
That sounds like an 11:30 a.m. type of game, but let me double check.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because it is, actually. 11 a.m. West Coast time, actually, Matthias.
We're trained well.
Yeah, yeah. The Saturday, get these guys the hell out of the way. We don't want them on TV. We don't want them on TV. Guess who's in prime time? Boston and Brooklyn. Guess who will get the calls, right? Brooklyn will get the calls against Boston, right? But so there's a pecking order. And everybody will get screwed at some point in time. Like, everybody will get screwed at some point in time in this pecking order. But, dude, when the Toronto Raptors made it to the NBA Finals and won, ABC had their lowest ratings ever. All right? Why? They lost 50% of their market. They lost 50, like the Toronto Raptors are like a fighter that's fighting against a Russian fighter in Russia, like in the playoffs. And it's the same thing. Milwaukee will have this. Like when Milwaukee gets through this, when Milwaukee plays Brooklyn, good luck with that. Oh yeah, Brooklyn, who against Milwaukee? What TV market do you think they want moving on? They don't want Brooklyn and LA on TV in the finals at all, right? No. You know. The Sacramento Kings Sacramento never got the Joan Collins special before, right? Come on, man. Sacramento got screwed hard. Like, they were like, there's no way. We can't let the Lakers lose. Like, we got to get the Lakers in. We got to get the Lakers in the finals. We're not putting Sacramento in the finals. It'll be a ratings disaster. And they lose hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And listen, the thing is, when the Raptors were in, though, it had the highest international numbers ever. Right, it had massive numbers in Canada, and the Raptors are a popular international team, and it was a popular international series. But whatever, they don't. You think ABC gives a crap how like NBA International did? Like, they don't pay for NBA International; they pay for America, and they don't want a team from not America that they don't care where the team is from, but they can't run commercials, right? They can't run commercials, so that's their problem. And then you get into television size and stuff, so. The NBA, come on, we all know it. You see it. They have their reasons. Look, tonight, I'll give credit to the Memphis Grizzlies, all right? They made plays when they had to. And you know one thing about Memphis? Dylan Brooks was a baller tonight. And so was Kyle Anderson. Wasn't he on the Spurs before, actually? But anyways, like this one thing with the Grizzlies late, they're young, so it was kind of dumb at times, but it was the reason they won. They were so aggressive, right? They were so aggressive late. Like, they were up by two or three at one point with, like, a minute and a half left. And it was like, boom. They were taking threes and stuff, but they were hitting them. And it was the difference. Like, San Antonio didn't totally wilt. Memphis, like, earned that win. But, let's be real. Anybody that watched the game, you saw. The San Antonio Spurs were getting called for hand checks. The San Antonio Spurs on offense were literally getting tackled. Like, you know, even Doris Burke, who I like, but she's not exactly Miss Controversial. Even Doris Burke was like, they could have called four fouls on that play, on one play. Like, it was basically like Memphis got three, four hacks in for every, you know, and then they would get called. San Antonio, I don't know why. So who does San Antonio have on their team? DeMar DeRozan? Boring. DeMar's a boring guy. Rudy Gay? Patty Mills, Popovich, who hates everybody.
Let's not forget about Poeltl. Let's not forget about Mr. Poeltl.
Yeah, Jakob Poeltl. Oh, yeah, the NBA really wants him on TV, Matias. You know what I'm saying? At least you got Ja Morant. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, we'll get Ja Morant against the Warriors on Friday. All right? We'll get Ja Morant against the Warriors. And I'm not saying that Memphis didn't earn their win, but at the same point in time, if you watch the game, San Antonio got screwed over a bunch. All right? Golden State got screwed over tonight a bunch. It's like the league knows. It's like, whatever, we got the Lakers in. Now the Warriors can get in. If they beat Memphis, whatever. And whatever, you'll see. Golden State will get the calls against Memphis. They'll get the calls. You'll see. Memphis were super aggressive on defense, all right? And I'll give them credit. They got some young dudes that are really good on defense. They really were suffocating the Spurs. But it's easy to suffocate a team when you're allowed to foul them, right? And you're going to see the massive difference in the game for them. Suddenly, Memphis's defense, all that aggressive defense that was good, will just be stupid. They're going to get called. You think the Memphis Grizzlies are going to get calls on a Friday night in downtown San Francisco with 35% of the crowd there with Steph Curry, a pissed off Steph Curry? Yeah, pencil in the Warriors. Pencil in the Warriors to advance. And subconsciously, they know in the back of their mind tonight, even though they did look pissed off. So, Warriors laying 3.5 in the game. The Wizards lay 3.5 here as well. Who are you taking, Matias? Are you going to bet this game, the Pacers and Wizards, or are you going to pull a Babano and pass? Although no, Babano is betting this game.
Like you said, we're here to make picks, so we have to make some picks. And I'm definitely going with the Wizards tomorrow. Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook get back on track, and they seal the deal with that 8 seed and give Philadelphia a pretty good run for their money.
That's a good point. Like, you know, that's a new policy. You're not allowed passing on the show. Like, if you're on the show, you know what it is, though? It's these handicapper types, Matias. Everything is like a, what did I say? Everything's like a, you know, I don't want to say this. I don't want to go out on a limb and do this. You know what I mean? Because, like,
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, I said that and I was wrong. It's like, no one cares. No one cares. Like I said, like the whole people after they retweet the pics all the time. It's like, nobody cares, man. All right? Nobody cares. Like, you know, people take this crap way too seriously. As you stated, we talked about this tonight with Tone Diggs from the Hammer Don crew with me and Cam. And we said, are you betting that game? He goes, of course, I'm a degenerate. And it's like I said, if we weren't betting these games, then we wouldn't have the gig that we do. We're not getting paid to pass. Next person that passes on a game, you're banned from the show. Joe Ranieri next.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take to the bank.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle, but profound. We want you, Sporto, to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday. Get it? That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Night anchor match with class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Let's bring in an old friend of the program and a former partner in crime every morning. The one and only Joe Ranieri returns to the Rage. It's been too long. How you doing, Joe?
It's good to be back, my man. It's like riding a bike. You know what I mean? It's like being home again, man. Appreciate you having.
Well, first things first, I did invite you, and you know, it's not like I haven't invited you in like 2 or 3 months or something like that, but I don't know. You're such a big player down there in South Beach in Miami that I guess, you know, my text got lost in a rotation. It happens to me, though. It's all right, Joe. I didn't take it personal, I told you.
Yeah, no, it was funny when you tell me, you're like, all right, I won't take it first. I guess you didn't get it. I literally didn't. I'm scrolling through the phone. I'm like, son of a, but where did I, how did I miss that? I'm like, damn it. No, I'm good, man. I've got you at the top of the list. So when you text from now on, there is no way I won't forget.
I appreciate that. So listen, Joe, there's a lot of stuff I want to get to. And, of course, Joe Ranieri was a hell of a baseball player, Oklahoma State, that Cowboy. So I want to get your take on everything that's going on in baseball right now. You know, when you were brought up, Joe, I imagine, you know, growing up in Long Island, you were brought up on the code of the game, right? So when you were playing, was it all the code, this guy broke the unwritten rule? Was it all unwritten rules?
So when I was playing, you had two things going on. The unwritten rule of having a needle in your ass and not pretending like you weren't doing it. And the other rule of thumb, Gabe, was, yes, you don't show up, you don't show up pitchers. You don't do things that jeopardize like that, where you get a ball in the side of the ear. Absolutely. You know, those rules were big when I was coming up. But again, those were the needles that everyone pretended didn't exist also.
So, and I sort of get it, but exactly, you know, the thing is, it's great about the needles and pretending. And I like what everybody always talks about, like modern integrity of the game. The game never had integrity ever, right? Like ever. Like that's the whole thing. You know, my grandfather played in the NHL in the 40s. And I remember I was watching a game with him once, Joe, and, you know, the announcer said, you know, players used to have respect for each other, Chuck. My grandfather's like, no, they didn't. He's like, we used to hit each other over the head with sticks. He goes, the games weren't on TV. He goes, you guys had no idea what used to happen, right? There's always that competitive edge. But, you know, so the game is sort of changing now, and it's such a business right now. And we know about, you know, players and their launch angles just trying to hit home runs. So everything is different now. So what do you think about the current situation when you even have Bauer, Clevinger, other pitchers and players saying, you know what, if you don't want a guy hitting a home run on a 3-0 count, don't give up the home run. Pitch better, play better. And we seem to be at a crossroads right now. Where are you right now on this?
So I think what's happened, and I think it all comes back to one thing, Gabe, and we talked about this even last year during the pandemic and the year prior to that when the Astros were in the World Series, that, you know, Rawlings is owned by Major League Baseball, and the numbers don't lie. There is something that they raised the seams this year on the ball. The balls are not traveling as far. It's become a three true outcome sport. It's either home run, strikeout, or walk. That's where we've got, what, 5-7 no hitters right now in Major League Baseball through what, the first 6 weeks of the season? Guys are striking out. There's no more line drive hitters. They've recruited over the last 5 to 7 years in Major League Baseball. They've taught these kids where bulk up, it's launch angle, hit the ball, hit fly balls. Everyone gets fly balls. Well, what happens if those fly balls don't go out of the park now? Well, they're either striking out or they're out. So small balls, a thing of the past. And I think right now, certainly from a handicapping standpoint, we're all struggling going, well, all right, if this guy's not going to hit 40 jacks, how the hell am I, what's he going to do? Like, what's happening here? Pitchers are dominating, I think, for a reason. And I think that showcases and goes all the way back to tinkering with that baseball. We've got a little bit different loft happening right now than years prior.
That's a good point, actually, Joe. Instead of now they're talking about moving the mound back, and you know they're going to want to do it.
And they're doing it in the Atlantic League. And you know they're going to want to do it because, they're going to say, well, look, no one can hit the ball. No one can hit the ball right now. But you could also argue, well, stop screwing around with the actual baseball itself every year and changing the baseball every couple of months. Yet it's such a business now, Joe, that the owners don't care about the game. Let's just be real. If they did, and the players don't care about the game, really. If they did, we wouldn't be playing seven-inning doubleheaders. We wouldn't have a runner on second base. Like if Pete Rose, I don't want to use Pete Rose all the time, it's Pete Rose or Reggie Jackson or et cetera, or imagine Steve Carlton, right? You know, old school guys, Tom Seaver. They wouldn't agree to this. They would. They'd say, we're not playing a game with a runner on second base, guys. Like, that's not baseball. We're not doing that, right? The modern guys look at it like, yeah, whatever. It means I get home quicker. I beat the traffic out of Dodger Stadium. I'll beat the, you know what I mean? This is better. Mm-hmm. I'd rather play. So they've sort of bastardized the game. They all have. People blame Manfred, but I don't blame Manfred. The owners don't care, and the players don't care. So therefore, then, why shouldn't the guy try to hit a home run on a 3-0 count? No matter who's pitching. His job is to put up stats. He gets paid by his stats, Joe. So when he's up for a new contract, what's he supposed to say? Well, you know what? I could add like 6 or 7 more home runs, but I actually didn't because it was a 3-0 count and, you know, it was a route, so I didn't swing at it. No. You either got to 30 or you didn't. You either got to 35 or you didn't. Nobody asked how you got there, Joe, in the end. Right? Nobody asked how you got there. You either did or you didn't. So, they can't have it both ways, right? If it's a game, and, you know, to me it's like running up the score in football, right? If you don't like it, then tackle the guy.
Correct. Absolutely. You stop them, right? And that whole thing is a strange marriage anyway. That whole bringing the oldest of old school guys, La Russa, back to a young clubhouse there with the White Sox and him trying to preach old school baseball and, you know, shouldn't have swung at the pit. Yeah, well, tell that to a guy that's got a $500,000 bonus clause if he hits at least 30 home runs and ends up at 29. Are you going to give him the money? Like, what are you doing there? Right? You expect these guys to play the game at a certain level, and it is not what it was 30 years ago. You've got a younger generation. You've got more foreign-born players here that play baseball at a totally different level. It's not as stuffy. It's not as old school as we knew the game to be 20, 30 years ago. Let the guys bat flip. Let them have fun. But the bottom line is you got a bunch of guys in Major League Baseball right now. If they're not hitting a home run, they're striking out. If they're lucky enough to walk, then that's it. There's nobody moving runners over anymore. The analytics are down across the board for hitters. Pitchers are dominating because they're not afraid of you making contact anymore because the ball ain't going anywhere, and you're not putting the barrel on it anyway. So what do pitchers have, especially the Coles of the world, right? These high-end guys, the Bowers of the world, they're going to challenge you all day long because now they know, yeah, go ahead, I dare you to put the barrel on a ball. It ain't going anywhere, and you don't know how to move a runner over. So I'm good.
Well, look at how Bauer handled the Tatis stuff. It was great. Yep. It was great. He said, no, I got no problem. Celebrate. And Tatis had like a gift with Bauer as a puppet on his hand.
Yep.
And he's like, don't be scared, homie. You don't need to steal the sign. I'll tell you what's coming. And Bauer says after he loves it. And that goes to show Bauer does care about the game.
Yep.
Bryce Harper does care about the game. Because they say, oh, these guys are selfish. They don't care about the game. No, they do. They do. They're trying to save baseball, guys. Fernando Tatis Jr. is trying to save baseball and bring you into the modern millennium of what people want. Entertainment.
The best generation of fans.
Yeah. Like
what are you doing?
They play with a flair, like soccer. There's a flair to it. Ronaldo and these guys, right? They have a flair. And as you stated, these guys are trying to bring a flair or an attitude to the game. Now, as far as La Russa is concerned, listen, Joe, I hated the hire when it happened. And I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. And then it was like, all right, they don't hate him. It's not whatever. It's not the end of the world. But they're kind of winning despite him. Like, let's just be real. Like, he's cost them a couple of games. So what's the bigger crime, Joe? Him getting all pissed off. We're not even getting to him not backing his players yet. And I wanted to get into that with you, but what's a bigger crime? One of his players hitting a home run, or you not knowing the damn rules of the game and costing your team a game.
Yes.
Like Tony La Russa, oh, you want to talk about fundamentals, coach? How about knowing the goddamn rules of the sport that you're coaching? Yep. Is that not a sin? You literally cost them a game. You've cost them a couple of other games with weird stuff, too, that you've done by not really understanding the modern aspect of this. And now, and not to mention, Joe, he's fallen asleep in the dugout. He's already fallen asleep a couple of times. The players know this. And now they're like, and now you're calling us out publicly? You're yep. drunk all the time and falling asleep in a dugout? You don't know the damn rules and you're calling us out? This isn't going to end well.
Yep. No, it's not. It was the strangest thing in the world. You know, Tim Anderson, after the hire, had a closed-door meeting with him. He kind of signed off on it, saying, nah, we're all good. It's going to be fun. You know, you got a guy in his mid to upper 70s with a bunch of 20-year-olds who's an old-school guy. How is this going to work? Well, like you said, they have been winning in despite of him. I don't know how much longer. I do think this is just another shining example. There's going to be more moments like this in that White House, White Sox clubhouse. And, you and I both know it's only going to end up in one place and in total disaster, especially yeah. if instead of winning 7 out of 10, the last 10, they're losing.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
7 out of their next 10. Then it's really going to become a problem and be elevated.
Joe Ranieri kicking with us on a late night anger management class. More with Joe on the other side. We'll continue the baseball conversation and we'll get into Joe Ranieri's PGA Championship picks and more. Bring it.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. We're kicking it on SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, just like Joe Ranieri does on the weekends, and you can catch Joe everywhere else in between. So, Joe, I want to get to the PGA with you, but you know, as far as Tony La Russa and the White Sox are concerned, not knowing the rules is one thing, because, listen, you got to know that, and the fact is one of his bench guys should have known this. One of the bench managers should have said, yo, Skip, yeah. we can replace him, right? We can put a pinch runner in here for this guy because he's a pitcher. So that's on everybody. And also, let's be real, Ranieri. How can a White Sox player pitch? I guarantee you, bro, out of the 26 guys now on the roster, is it 25 or expanded, whatever the hell it is now, 27? How many of these guys knew that rule? None of them.
None of them.
No. None, you know what I mean? Like, none of them would know. Remember, just like the old days, Donovan McNabb didn't know the overtime rules in the NFL? He goes, I didn't know. I didn't know. Like
Chester Verdy, I think it was like one of those too. There was a couple of guys where it happened a couple of years. Like I didn't even know it was overtime.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Donovan McNabb did not know the overtime rules. He's like, yeah, I don't. I didn't know. I've never seen an overtime game. Yeah. Like Don McNabb was unaware, evidently. But so listen, that's one thing, and. Listen, La Russa likes to, you know, have a few drinks. So La Russa's probably in the hotel bar, minding his own business. I imagine La Russa's door is closed all the time. I saw it with Frank Robinson, the old guys. He doesn't like anybody. He doesn't even like old people, La Russa. So he's not going to like anybody. His door's going to be closed all the time. And whatever. Players can deal with that, right? They're like, yeah, whatever. He's an old jerk, but he stays out of our way. Now, he's calling us out in the media. Now, second on top of that, our guy gets thrown at, and La Russa goes on. He wrote a book. He wrote a book. He spoke for like 10 minutes. So I don't know. I think he just lost control of his slider there. I didn't see anything malicious.
Yep. Exactly.
Lance Lynn comes out and says, yo, you've got to have our backs. You've got to. This is getting out of hand. He tells the media about Lance Lynn. Lance has a locker. I have an office.
There you go.
Like, so, yeah, this is going well. And, dude, you can't be more different than Tim Anderson and Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
So Lance Lynn's been in the game for 15, 20 years, whatever. The guy's been around forever. You could consider his entire career. The guy's won, what, two World Series or whatever?
Exactly.
Anyone knows the code of baseball. Lance Lynn knows the damn codes of baseball.
Yep.
And even Lance Lynn's now calling out the manager for not having the team's back.
Yep. Hey, listen, it's one thing if you're trying to save your players by saying one thing to the media behind closed doors being another. But
yes.
You and I both know he's a dick. He's always been that way. He's always been, even when he was with the A's and the Cardinals, and he had those successful years. He is not. He had his clique of guys that loved him and protected him, and then a lot of the other guys that were there and gone, guys that have played for him that were not there long, were going, I can't play with the guy. Like, the guy is just, he's completely over the top. There's old school, and then there's get off my lawn kind of old school. There's no room for him. It's like hot tub time machine. You're dropping this guy into an era with players that he can't relate to. There's nothing. This is not going to end well, and it's unfortunate because it's a pretty damn good team. Young team, energetic team. It's exactly what baseball needs for that next generation of fans, is a team like the White Sox to be a bunch of, you know, to have some guys, some youth guys that are going to hit bombs, guys that are having fun. But he's going to stifle all of that because that's what you brought in at 78 years old. So congratulations, Mike Doc.
Joe Ranieri kicking with us. And it's funny you say that, Joe, about what a manager will say publicly and privately. And the good ones know how to operate like that. And I can't help but think of Tommy Lasorda.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lasorda, there's a great interview, a classic with Keith Olbermann from many years ago. Yeah, it's 25 years ago type thing. Whatever, you know, in the 80s and late 80s. And basically, like, Tommy Lasorda's on the air with Olbermann. And he goes, you know, I might not have the most talented team, but he goes, I've won World Series before. He goes, I'll take these guys over my champion guys. Yep. He goes, I tell you, my center fielder will run through a wall. He goes, these guys, they play their hearts out. I'll run through a wall for them.
Yep.
The interview ends, and it's still running. And it's him with Olbermann. And Tommy looks to Olbermann. He goes, I got to tell you, Keith. He goes, this is the worst goddamn effing team I've ever managed in my life. He goes, and he starts ripping them all one by one. He's all like,
yep.
He goes, Cal Daniels. He goes, this guy couldn't catch a cold. And like, he starts like dropping F-bombs. He goes, my shortstop doesn't know what the F he's doing. He goes, half my guys, like, he's like, he goes, I got a drunk kid. Like, he's like, he totally rips the team. And then they come back again. They come back again, right back to, I'm so proud of my team. We're battling. I think we got a shot. I don't know how it got out. It was one of those little clip things that got out. And Dodger players saw it. Instead of getting mad, they loved it. And they said, no, that's the real Tommy. They said he's a big phony. They said, like, when the camera's on, he's all smiles at Mr. Oh, I'm Tommy Baseball. When the camera's off in the room, he's right, you Joe, you're right. He's like, you guys are the worst goddamn baseball players I've ever seen.
And they know it.
He's
exactly.
Like, you're the worst.
He's not lying. Right. He's authentic. He's saying one thing to Olbermann, and that's the art of it, right? That's the whole art of it, is being able to put on a face for the media and being able to be authentic to your players, and voila. That's why Girardi left the Yankees. They didn't think he was going to be new school enough to handle that new generation of guys. So where does he end up? With a veteran-laden Philadelphia Phillies team. So I just never saw this marriage work.
What's Boone's like almost number one credential, according to the Yankees? And I got nothing against Boone. I think he does a good enough job. But let's be real. One of the reasons why he got the job, he's likable. Like, Girardi was getting confrontational with the media. Like, Girardi was getting to the point, like, oh, you know more than I do, right? Like, and
that's correct.
And in New York, if you start, and they say never, the New York City guys, they say never start a war with the media. They'll never run out of ink. Like, they're relentless. So it's like one day if you come in there, sort of like Matt Patricia in Detroit. Remember Matt Patricia was a jerk with the media?
Or Adam Gase. How's that work?
Yeah. It's like they'll turn on you. Exactly. Look at Joe Judge. Joe Judge was all nice to them. Oh, yeah, what's your question? Oh, yeah. They walked on. Joe Judge is great. Gase showed up, got googly-eyed, was a jerk to them, was like, yeah, whatever, I'm not answering that. And they killed him. Yeah, you got to throw them a bone, and they're nice to boot, right? It's a good point. All right, Joe and Ari with us. So, Joe, there's this story coming into this PGA Championship. I don't really think it's being brought up that much, and I really didn't realize. We always hear about Rory all the time. Rory, and the Masters, and the Grand Slam. But Jordan Spieth, bro, wins the PGA Championship. He's got a Grand Slam. He's done it. He's won every major. That's incredible. Can he do it? What do you think about this tournament?
The problem with Spieth, and hats off to him, is we have seen guys like Spieth be on top of the world and then get the yip and never recover. David Duval comes to mind where, you know, you're the number one, number two player in the world. You got everything going. Then all of a sudden you start lipping out those three-footers. And now the confidence goes, and now you lose your driver, and now all of a sudden. So he's been like that over the last couple of years, but this year, man, kudos to him. He's figured it out. He's got his putter back. He's got confidence. The only problem I have with Jordan Spieth here is we are looking at a very long-ass Ocean Golf Course here that if he's not especially long off the tee, and the worst part about his game this year has been the driver. So, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have second shots from 200, 225. His iron play is going to be phenomenal. I think it absolutely favors the longer hitters. I think you got to look at guys like John Rahm in this. I don't trust Dustin Johnson. I know he's going to be certainly a public favorite there. I don't think his game is where it needs to be to win this, but look at Rory, just coming, holding on, winning a couple of weeks ago, heading into this event, a course in which he's dominated in the past.
Yeah.
You got to be crazy not to look at seeing if Rory can. Kind of the same situation with Spieth, like, where the hell you been? Kind of put it together. Maybe timing is everything in golf. We know that. Maybe the time is right for Rory to be at the top of the heap.
One thing I'm seeing, Joe, about this course is, though, that it's not just a bombs away. Like, it's bombs away, but you need to have good iron play, right? Yes. It's a tricky long course. It's not just rewards the bombers. It's like an all-around type of tough course. Yeah, I'm not really buying in to DJ either so much here. As far as Rory, it looks like Rory is starting to get his game back, doesn't it? It took a couple of years. I guess, what, new equipment, new swing coaches, new women, new everything, right? So, starting to get back on track right now. Very dangerous, but I'm almost surprised to see him. I was surprised to see him as the favorite here at 12-1. You mentioned Rahm at 15, and then you got DJ, then you got Spieth, Justin Thomas. What about Bryson? Are you buying into Bryson this week?
No. Again, if it was a bomber's course, these are huge greens, like you said. They are, while you need to be long, you also need to be accurate. And you need to be able to keep the ball on the green. I don't trust yes, he can hit it, but will he be able to hit it consistently 350 yards where he needs to be? Or is he capable of saying, you know what, doesn't make any sense to hit driver here. Let me pull out the 3-wood or the 2-iron and play it up. I don't know if that's who Bryson DeChambeau is. I don't think this course, although long, I don't think it suits the kind of courses that he dominates with. Usually, you can miss a little bit left, like Bubba Watson. Yeah, I hit the ball. I can hit it out of trouble. I'll be okay. Yeah, I don't think your recovery shots are going to work as well on this golf course.
Here's an interesting stat that I see here, Joe. PGA Championship has been won by a first-time major winner four times since 2015. Yep. All right, so this is the one, you know, that a lot of guys will break the ice with. What about Xander Schauffele? What's your take on this guy? Can he ever break through, or is he just... Listen, Joe, this guy's a top 20 machine, bro, for your finishing position props. I bet this guy top 20 every week. I used to bet him to win every week, but he finishes top 20, top 10, top 5. He doesn't win, though.
No.
What about him?
He is a guy that we've made a lot of money at betting head-to-head matchups in round 1, round 2, round 3, and then in round 4... you fade his ass as fast as you can. All the money you just won, and fade his ass in round 4 because that's what happens to Xander Schauffele. He plays three rounds amazing. If he's in the final or second to final group on a Sunday, you can count on him imploding at some particular point. The kid that I like is Victor Hovland. I think he's got the kind of game.
Of course you do. Yeah, I know. Do you like Christopher Ventura as well?
That's actually it. But I do. I think if one of those, one of the younger guys, that crop of younger guys, and I think Victor Hovland, it's going to be, he's going to be close to pulling down a major before it's all said and done. I like his game. Cantley's another guy. If he can pull it together, he's got the kind of game that you need here. And Ben, is it going to be a young guy or an older guy? It really does feel like we're going to have a Jon Rahm, Rory McIlroy battle on a Sunday, which I think will be fantastic for the viewing audience.
Joe Ranieri with us. And you know what? Cam has brought this up in the past, Joe, as far as Schauffele, which he said, for Schauffele ever to win a major, he needs to run away with it. He needs to run away with it and be in the clubhouse and kick back and watch everyone else fail. He doesn't have it in him to battle and win that group on that Sunday and grind it out. He needs to run away with it. Might happen one of those majors, right? He might just murder it and run away because he's that good. But under pressure, as you stated, Joe says fade his ass on Sundays. Joe Ranieri, great stuff as always, Joe. Next time, answer my text, and we won't take so long to talk.
Dave, always a pleasure, brother. Cash those tickets, my man. Good talking to you.
Hey, great to catch up, Joe. Thanks, buddy. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. Go ahead, kick the tires. Ouch! You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information, you go to an expert. Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming, odds, and more, you've come to the right place. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning. Late Night Anger Management Class. Quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. Another super quick show. This evening. What did I say? You know you're having fun when time goes by fast, but I guess you could say, you know, time goes by fast when you're full of anger and rage, too. Although, you know, it wasn't a full anger and rage night. We had some good picks this evening. There was some crazy action tonight. What a shot by LeBron James. And we have more play-in action leading us into the weekend, in which then it's real. Then it's real. We have NBA playoff action. So, of course, we got Stanley Cup playoff action continuing. Montreal and Toronto is a highly anticipated series. These two teams are like long-term, forever rivals, all right? And they have been for basically 100 years, essentially. And they don't play in the playoffs ever. It's just one of those weird deals. They never play each other in the playoffs. It's like it's been since 1979. And they can't have fans at the game still. But, we brought it up earlier. I don't understand the logic between the Montreal Canadiens. And the Canadiens don't control this. They'd obviously prefer to have fans in Game 3. But the city in Montreal, they're allowing fans on the 28th, which would be Game 6. Yet they're playing, like, Game 3 on the 24th or something like that. So, like, why not just move it up 4 days so you could actually have fans at all the games and give the home team a little bit of a pop? But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But even with that being stated, there's not going to be fans at the Leafs. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's the Air Canada Center, I guess, but is it Scotiabank now? Whatever the hell it's called. Stupid name changes. But whatever. Give me the Montreal Canadiens plus a puck and a half. And I'm all in on the Washington Wizards, man. I'm not really in love with this 3.5. I do prefer the money line. I do think they're going to roll them. The total is super high, but I wouldn't be betting the under this game. But nice and simple, man. Give me the Washington Wizards to win this game. We get our money back from the loss against Boston and more. We're going big on this one. All in on the Wiz. Because nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody. Besides the Celtics. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.